Ciao tutti, good evening everyone. My name is Pomodoro Anto, and you are looking at our second installment of What Grinds My Gears. This is a podcast that was recently launched a little while ago to look at the many different superstitions of the Italian culture. Not only that, but mispronunciated words and slang ethnic terms. Tonight's topic we will be looking at is a superstition. It's probably one of the biggest superstitions in the Italian culture, known as malocchio, or for your non-Italian speaking people, known as the evil eye. Now, you're probably asking yourself, what is malocchio and what is the evil eye? Well, basically, it's a dreaded stare that is given to another person because of hatred, maybe by the way they look, talk, speak, who knows. All we know is that the stare just is considered evil, and you're just wanting to bring evil upon that other person. Now, necessarily, it doesn't always fall back onto one Italian person to the next, but also to the other cultures that are out there. And for the simple reason is because we are jealous people, I think at times, but more to the fact that we just want to wish evil on that person, or we just don't like them for some sort of reason. But anyway, the malocchio comes in many different forms. The most common to see that a person has malocchio is that they get an extreme, slight to extreme headache, which cannot be cured by, supposedly cannot be cured by taking an Advil or Tylenol and then going to rest. This headache basically starts off really, really concentrated on one area and builds up. At this point, you require to have a family member who knows the prayer, as we say, and the ritual in how to get rid of the evil eye. And that usually incorporates nonna, or a mother, aunt. It's usually a woman figure that knows the prayer. Now, this prayer can only be passed on at certain times of the year because of religious reasons. Simple way of doing this ritual is putting a bowl with some water, taking some oil and doing 3 droplets of oil, and then if those droplets tend to separate, then we know that the malocchio is very strong. Now, the way about going to get rid of it is simply to say the prayer and take a knife and do the sign of the cross many times until you get rid of the malocchio itself, because the oil will come together and it should get rid of the evil eye. Again, with this ritual, it does take a lot of practice. I know in the Abruzzese culture, that's how we do it. We also do it in another way, with a quick prayer and pulling on the 3 parts of the forehead with the front of the hair just above the forehead. And that's how we do it in our part. It could be different somewhere else, but I'm pretty sure that it's common to do the oil and the water and the prayer. I just want to say that I've had my fair share and experiences with this. And a lot of times it has come back pretty, pretty strong and negative. And I'm known to have the ritual, as they say, done many times at once, and it could be from anything. I mean, it's surprising how the malocchio travels. It can be from a family get together. It could be with friends, acquaintances, anybody in general, just passing those evil vibes to you. I just I'm really it's really hard to accept what happens with this so-called evil eye. But just to let you know, there are things that you can use, at least in the Italian culture, to protect yourself from the malocchio or evil eye. They range in a whole different bunch of number of symbols. One of which is a cow's horn, which we call a corni, and that is usually worn around the neck, and it's in the shape of a horn. Or you sometimes could see it as a peperoncino, which is like a red pepper. But usually it's the horn that you see. The peperoncino red color. The red is very significant. It is to keep away the evil vibes or the demons, as they say. And also you got the folding of the fingers, where you have your middle finger and your two middle finger and the third finger plus your thumb. And basically it's also called a corni because it's the hand making the horns of the bull to also get rid of the evil eye. And last but not least, you got the many religious saints symbols, such as Jesus on the cross and La Madonna, Sacred Heart. Many to it's, as long as you have something to get rid of that evil, to protect you from that evil, we as an Italian culture always look on the religious we look at the religious icons to give us protection. This has been with us for many years, many centuries, and I think it's one of the positive one things to do. So to reiterate what I was trying to say, that the Malocchio does travel quite frequently around us. It does come in, I think, not only in the Italian culture, but the many cultures that are around us have some sort of evil demon protection. And when it comes to evil spiritual, I guess, feelings or senses, it's hard to explain. I mean, the eye is basically the symbol of, as I know, in many cultures as a protection, because apparently they are the windows of the soul, and they are probably the only thing that keep us aware and attentive to what's around us. I'm not a preacher, I am not a priest, I am not whatever the case may be. I am religious, I am a Catholic, I have my beliefs. Some I agree, some I disagree. But that doesn't make me any different when it comes down to evil and how it surrounds us. Just to say to everyone out there, if in the Italian culture, that if someone does give you Malocchio for any reason, don't try to guess who it was, when it was, blah 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 blah, if it was a family member, relative, you name it. When we second guess ourselves about this, we tend to blame the other person, and don't do that. Because you're not going to know who gave it to you. You're not going to know who passed on the evil vibes. So just leave it. I can give you one story, just of what had happened to actually my daughter. My daughter, went out with some friends. And again, this is not pertaining to the Italian culture. She went out with some friends to a local mall and was hanging out for the day. Came home, started complaining about a headache, and Well, of course, you do the normal routine, give them either a Tylenol or Advil, let them go lay down. Hopefully that will cure it. Anyways, try to make a long story short, the headache persisted to get stronger and stronger and stronger to the point where I felt that maybe we had to take her to the hospital. But sure enough, after a few friends and family come together, I had about a couple of friends of my wife's and myself and family members do the ritual, which was the oil and water, and all four of them said that it came back very, very strong. And lo and behold, after these four people did it, and some of them was twice over, that my daughter started feeling a bit better. Now, call it what you will. If it's religious, I wouldn't say it's a miracle, but if it's religious or if it's some sort of spiritual thing, I'm all for it, because sometimes we just can't explain the unexplainable. So, with that for say, I just want to say that as an Italian Canadian, or sorry, Canadian Italian, I still believe in old school superstition as Malocchio. Call it what you will. Some do, some don't. But that's one of the superstitions that I definitely believe in. Listen, I just want to take this opportunity for all you listeners out there to say thank you in supporting what I do right now. Since I opened this podcast, and many, many thanks. And just remember to live, love, laugh, and always wake up with a smile on your face and live life to the fullest. Also, I hope you enjoy these topics. Eventually, I'll be having some guests on eventually. This is just the beginning, so we are starting off small and hopefully to grow. But with you guys supporting us, I know that we can get there. Anyways, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for listening. Have yourself a great night. Also, if you want, you can follow me on Instagram at pomodoro_anto. You can also email me if you want at pomodoro_go@gmail.com. So that's pomodoro@gmail.com to send me your topics that you want me to talk about, and any questions that we can probably answer when it comes to Italian superstitions, slang terms, and mispronunciated words. Please send me all your stuff. Anything will do. And if your topic gets on there, we'll try to recompensate you for it. Anyways, thank you so, so much. Have yourself a great night. Once again, this is Pomodoro Anto signing off. Ciao for now.